You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 66-64, the final in the women's contest. We fast forward now to the men's contest for the Dort College Defenders at 7-5 in the conference. 12-9 overall, taking on a Northwestern team that is 5-6 in the league and 11-9 overall. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest on a two-game losing skid that they're looking to snap, while the Northwestern Red Raider men have been playing pretty well as of late. They won a couple on the road recently. They're 11-9 overall, 5-6 in the GPAC. They've won back-to-back games against Mount Marty and Midland. They're 3-2 since the Christmas break. They're outscoring teams 88.4 to 82.1 is Northwestern. They out-rebound teams 40.2 to 34.1. They're converting 50.5% of its shots, and teams are shooting 45.8% against Northwestern. Northwestern also converts 36.5% of its three-point shots and has converted 293 turnovers while forcing 262. Colton Coyma leads the team with 20 points per game. He's making 36.3% of his three-point shots, and he has 61 assists. Jordan Baker scores 12.8 points per game and is making 55.9% of his field goals. He leads the team with 8.2 rebounds per game. Nathan Waddell is good for 12.7 points per game, and he gets 7.4 rebounds per outing. Bryce Moss adds 9.1 points per game. Taylor Francis adds 7.9. Waddell leads the team with 73 assists. The Dort men have lost to Briarcliff and Hastings in the last week. They're trying to get back on the winning track. 7-5 of the conference. Leighton Sampson leads this team with 16 points per game. He converts 63.3% of his shots. He also gets 4.8 rebounds per game. Nathan Rindles' scoring average is 15. He leads the team with 8 rebounds per game and has 121 assists and 27 steals. Those are both tops on the team. Dalton Franken scores 12.8 points per game and gets 4.3 rebounds. Brian Sumner and Alec Henriksen average 8.9 and 8.5 points per game. Andrew O'Donnell is good for 7.8 points per contest. Austin Biker scores 6.3 points per game with 4.1 rebounds. Grant Harkness scores 5.9 points per game with 4.6 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're about 5 minutes away from the introduction of the starting lineups. Let's take a break. We'll check if we have some women's finals from around the conference. And then we will get to our starting lineups right after this. Before we get to the men's starting lineups, here are the scores from the GPAC in women's play. 5 out of the 6 scores are in. College of St. Mary and Nebraska Wesleyan playing currently. Dort College is now 3-11 after the 66-64 win over Northwestern. Northwestern falls to 7-6. Concordia defeated Hastings 75-72. Concordia 10-4. Hastings is 9-4. Doan defeated Midland 75-61. Midland falls to 5-8. Doan improves to 4-9. And it was Mount Marty pulling an upset this evening. They go to 7-6 with an 84-77 win over the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside falls to 11-2 in the conference and 19-2 overall. And at Lincoln, middle of the third quarter, College of St. Mary leads Nebraska Wesleyan 58-45. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll take another break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups of tonight's contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender men's basketball team getting tuned up for tonight's men's contest. We're having the introductions of starting lineups. Let's take a look at those now. Starting for the Defenders, number 5. That'll be Brian Sump. Well, we don't have the right starters up on the board, it appears to me. Andrew O'Donnell, 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averages 7.8 points per contest. Number 15, Nathan Rendles. He's a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15 points per game. Number 31 is Austin Bykirk, a 6'7 freshman from Jenison, Michigan, averaging 6.3 points per game. Dalton Franken is a 6'4 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 12.8 points per game. Number 43, Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, averages 16 points per game. For Northwestern, it'll be number 5, Colton Koima, 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 20 points per game. Number 10, Taylor Francis, a 6'2 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 7.9 points per game. Number 14, T.J. Byard, a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 7.4 points per outing. And number 22, Nathan Waitle, a 6'4 sophomore from Yale, South Dakota, averaging 12.7 points per game. And number 32, Jordan Baker, a 6'6 junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 12.8 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And the opening tip is up and controlled by the Dort College defenders. Pass goes left side over to Nathan Rendles. Rendles right side over to Austin Bykirk. Bykirk for the basketball. Bykirk gives it up to Franken. Franken for the basketball back over to Rendles. Rendles three is off the mark. No good. Long rebound chased down by Rendles. He gives it back over to Sampson. Sampson on the baseline gives it back over to Rendles. Rendles to Layton. Layton two-point bucket. Good. Layton Sampson takes the lid off of the bucket for the Dort College defenders. It's 2-0. 2-0 our score, Colton Koima. Koima passes back over to Waitle. Waitle to Koima. Koima off of the glass, good. Colton Koima over the two-point bucket. We're deadlocked at 2. 19-16 remaining, first half of basketball. Rendles left side, it comes over to Franken. Franken to Bykirk. Bykirk, spin move down to the baseline, puts it up over the top of Waitle. Rebound weak side taken away by Koima as the shot was too strong. Colton Koima with the basketball. Koima gives it back over to Waitle. Waitle on the right wing. Waitle gives it up to Francis. Francis with the basketball. Francis back over to Waitle. Waitle three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Austin Bykirk. Bykirk outlets to Rendles. Rendles with the ball. Nathan with the basketball at the center jump circle. Gives to Sampson. Sampson jump hook in the lane, good. Leighton Sampson has been playing really well here since Thanksgiving. Dort College leads 4-2. His scoring average is up to 16 points per ballgame. Byard, three, missed it, no good. Rebound out to Baker. Baker saves it into Sampson, and here comes Dort College. Rendles ahead to Sampson, and Sampson takes it up, and he is fouled on the play by Waitle, I believe. So two free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. Sampson with 4 points. Free throw on the way for Sampson, no good. Another one on the way. And another free throw on the way for Sampson. Sampson's free throw is up, no good, and he missed them both. So Leighton Sampson misses them both. It's 4-2. 4-2 our score, Colton Koima with the basketball. Koima with it on the left wing. Koima gives it up to Byard. Byard with the ball. Byard gives it over to Francis. Francis to Waitle. Waitle with the basketball. Waitle tries to drop it off for Baker. Baker against Sampson. Now pass it back over to Waitle. Waitle to Koima. Koima drives in. Shot is up. Partially blocked by Sampson. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Franken. Franken jumper from 18. Right baseline. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern and Waitle. Waitle to Koima. Koima with the basketball. Koima passes back over to Waitle. Waitle to Francis. Francis to Baker. Baker going to work. His jump hook off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by O'Donnell off the deflection. O'Donnell with it on the left wing. O'Donnell over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles spin move in the lane from 10 is good. Nathan Rendles with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 6-2. 6-2 our score. Coima with it at the free throw line. Coima's jumper from the free throw stripe is good. He's got four. 6-4 our score. Rendles with it. 17 minutes left to go first half. Bikerk with it on the left side. Bikerk back over to Franken. Franken, 17-footer, good. Dalton Franken with a two-point bucket. It's 8-4. 8-4 our score. 16:48 remaining. Pass goes left side over to Wadle, and Wadle threw it away. He was expecting Francis to cut out to the wing. Instead, Francis was trying to see if the back door was open, and the ball ends up out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College sends Sumner into the contest. Henriksen, and checking in for the first time since before Christmas, is Taylor Feenstra. Pass comes out front. Franken. Franken straight on three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound takedown by Jackson Hines. Hines with the basketball. He came in at the last break. Gives it back over to Coima. Coima drives in. Right-handed layup is good. Colton Coima with 6 points. It's 8-6. Dort College by two. Franken with the basketball. Gives it up to Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner back over to Rendles. Rendles to Henriksen. Henriksen out front. Franken. Franken left side Rendles. Rendles floater from 10, left side, good. Nathan Rendles with 4 points. Dort College leads 10-6. Madang Thok checked in for Northwestern as well. Coima loses it. Hines picks it up. Hines out front. Lob pass over the top and intended for Bryce Moss. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, left side pass, Henriksen posting up Feenstra. Feenstra, jump hook in the lane, is good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 12-6. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College with a 12-6 lead. Timeout, charge to Northwestern. Hines with the basketball working against Rendles. Drives in. Basket is good for Jackson Hines. Hines with a two-point bucket. Northwestern back down by four, 12-8. Taylor Feenstra drives in. His shot off of the glass is good. Taylor Feenstra working against Madang Thok, and Feenstra now with a couple of buckets. Dort College has been looking forward to Feenstra's return. He was playing so well before he got hurt. Sprained a ligament in his knee at Concordia before the Christmas break. Looked like he might not be returning this season, but things steadily got better and better and practiced part of last week. Might have been able to play on Saturday, but I think they thought better of the road trip. Thought it might be better to give it a shot here at a closer contest. Riding that 5 hours on the bus, not good for anyone. Dalton Franken called for a foul on the other end. Dalton whistled for foul number one. Team foul number one on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College on defense. Coim over the basketball, guarded by O'Donnell. Passes out front to Hines. Hines over the basketball in between the circles. Passes right side over to Colton Coima. Coima drives in. Pull up from 10 is good. Coima averaging 20 points per ball game. He's got 8 already. Dort College leads 14-10. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court for the defenders. O'Donnell passes over to Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, it goes Harkness. Harkness tries to feed it down low to Feenstra. Thought got a hand on it. Passes left side over to Harkness. Harkness to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner over the basketball. Left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to split the defense. It's taken away by Bryce Moss, but he loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Feenster checks out of the ballgame. Sampson checks in. Inbounding the basketball will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets the ball inbounded to Sampson. Sampson puts it up against Thok. And the ball is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 1 second on the shot clock. O'Donnell will throw it in. to Sumner. Sumner lets it fly. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell, though. They got it off just before the shot clock expired. Pass goes to Sampson. Sampson puts it on the floor. They double down on him, triple down on him. Harkness comes away with a loose basketball. And Grant Harkness picks up the garbage and puts it away. 16-10 our score. Harkness got it right side of the lane. Coima with a jumper from the left baseline. It's good. Colton Coima with 10 points. Dort College leads 16-12. Coima single-handedly keeping his team in the contest. Pass underneath Harkness. Harkness tries to give it up to Sumner, and the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Harkness as he stepped on the baseline out of bounds, trying to spin. So Northwestern with the basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Jackson Hines. Hines over to Wadle. Wadle with it on the left wing. Wadle gives it to Hines. Hines to Baker. Baker underneath. He muscles his way in, and Jordan Baker has a bucket. His first. Dort College leads 16-14. Leighton Sampson back the other way. Leighton Sampson puts it down. Dort College leads 18-14. Wadle with the basketball. Wadle to Coima. Coima to Hines. Hines gives it up. Byert. Byert back over to Hines. Hines working on Rindles. Rindles able to force him to give it up. Coima driving in. Shot is blocked by O'Donnell. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Here comes Dort College. Coming up with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Rindles. Rindles, B-some. Floater, 10. Too strong, no good. And a push-off called on T.J. Byert. Byert whistled for the push on the rebound. Byert, the senior from Sioux Center, whistled for the infraction. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 18-14, Dort College by four. Nathan Rindles to throw it in. Passes over to Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles. Rindles takes it in against Hines, and Hines is whistled for the reach. Jackson Hines, that is, 6-foot freshman from Humboldt, whistled for the foul. Sumner is out, Franken is in. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance, Rod Emerson agent, 712-737-6000. Rindles gets it in over the top to Sampson. Sampson over the basketball. Sampson, shot, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped by Dalton Franken, chases it down in the corner, comes back over to Sampson. Sampson back over to Rindles. Rindles at the free throw line. Left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Franken. Franken back over to Bikert. Bikert drives in against Wadle. Shot no good. Rebound tipped, and now a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on Leighton Sampson, I believe. That's foul number one on Leighton Sampson. Team foul number two on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Colton Coyme over the basketball, puts it up over the top of Andrew O'Donnell. Shot no good. I believe that's Coyme's first miss after five straight makes to start the contest. Pass right side, Bikert. Bikert gives it up, Rindles. Rindles, layup, no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson in traffic off of the glass, good. Leighton Sampson with 8 points. Dort College leads 20-14. 20-14 the score. Left side pass, it goes to Borchers. Chris Borchers guarded by Franken. Borchers will put it on the floor at the free throw line. Comes out to Byert. Byert to Wadle. Wadle with the basketball. Wadle on the right wing, passes back over to Coima. Coima, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles ahead to Franken. Franken with a head full of steam against Byert. His shot is off of the glass, good. Dalton Franken with 4 points. Dort College leads 22-14. 10:55 left to play, first half. Driving in is Wadle. Wadle is fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on Austin Biker, his first. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Beyer will drive in. His shot off of the glass, no good, but a foul on the play called on Grant Harkness. T.J. Beyer will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. So two free throws on the way for T.J. Beyer. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw for Beyer is up and down. Another one on the way. This one's up and good. So T.J. Beyer makes them both. It's 22-16. Grant Harkness will inbound the basketball. Harkness gets the ball inbounded to Rindles. Rindles will take it up against Borchers. On the right side, high post, Harkness. Left side, Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it down low. Nothing there. Feenstra now muscles it up, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Feenstra muscled it up in the middle of the lane, got it to go, and gives Dort College an opportunity to extend the lead to 9. Free throw is up by Taylor Feenstra, and good. Taylor Feenstra with 7 points. Dort College leads 25-16. Chris Borchers for the basketball. Pass goes right side, Moss. Moss shot right side, good. Bryce Moss, his first field goal, averaging 9.1 points per contest. Dort College by 7, 25-18. Rindles lost it. It's down on the floor. Still on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball. Rindles checks out of the ball game. And it looks like Rindles might have a cut on his scalp. And they're going to take care of some of the blood on the floor right now. He's attended to by our trainer. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Renson, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Northwestern basketball. Chris Borchers takes it up for Northwestern, trailing by 7. They go high post, Wadle. Wadle guarded there by O'Donnell. Wadle takes it in strong. His shot is good. Nathan Wadle with his first bucket of the day. Dort College leads 25-20. Northwestern with 4 unanswered. Ball is deflected in the backcourt. Here comes O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play by Taylor Francis. Francis whistled for the personal foul near midcourt. And the Dort College defenders, Dalton Franken, will inbound the basketball in front of the scorer's bench. O'Donnell inbound, gets the inbounds pass. He'll take it up against Borchers. Team foul number 5 on Northwestern. Right side with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriks. Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen, Franken. Franken, 15-footer straight on. Bullseye. Dalton Franken with 6 points. Dort College leads 27-20. With the basketball is Wadle. Wadle. They look down low, and we've got a push called on Taylor Feenstra on the entry pass. He was caught behind Jordan Baker, and Feenstra gets called for the personal foul. Koyma checks in. Borchers checks out. Inbounding the basketball. They get it into Wadle. Wadle to Moss. Moss with it well out on the floor, working on Harkness. Comes back over to Koyma, guarded by Henriksen. Pass back to Baker. Baker against Feenstra. Shot short, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra gives it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball over to Franken. Franken right side, 9 minutes left to go in this first half. And Franken smacks it off of the glass from about 12 feet on the right wing. 29-20, Dort College by nine. Matching their biggest lead of the contest. They give it up Baker. Baker working against Feenstra, backing his way in. He's planted in the lane now. Kicks it back over to Koyma. Koyma jumper in the lane. Good. Colton Koyma with a two-point bucket. He's got 12 points. And the Dort College lead is 29-22. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Austin Biker passes over to Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken for the basketball over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell for the basketball gives it up Sumner. Sumner's shot no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play. Layton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's 0 for 2 today. Free throw is up by Sampson and good. Sampson, a 60% free throw shooter. He's 1 for 3 now. Another free throw on the way for Sampson. This one's up and good. So Leighton Sampson makes a couple of free throws. He's got 10. And the defenders lead 31-22. 8-10 remaining. Koyma drives in. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the personal, and for Andrew, that is foul number one. Colton Koyma will go to the free throw line where he's an 82% free throw shooter. Northwestern as a team tonight, 2 for 2 so far, and now 2 for 3 as Koyma misses that one. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in a variety of communities in Northwest Iowa. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, that us settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. Koyma makes 1 of 2, and the Dort College defenders lead at 31-23. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it, passes over to Sampson. Sampson back over to Biker. Biker puts it on the deck against Thauk. Shot, jump hook, right baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern up and running with it. Nathan Wadle guarded by Sumner. Shot up, good. Wadle, turnaround to the lane is good. Nathan Wadle with 4 points. Dort College leads 31-25. 7:40 remaining in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Sampson working against Madang Thauk now. And Sampson is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. And he will shoot 2 free throws. 7:28 left to go in the half. Foul's going to go on Taylor Francis. That's number 2 on him. Today's podcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Both free throws made by Sampson. Sampson now 4 for 6 from the charity stripe. He's got 12 points. And the defender lead is 33-25. 7:20 remaining in the ball in the first half. Koyma passes right side. They get it to Wadle. Wadle to Koyma. Koyma, spin move from 10, left side, good. Colton Koyma with 15 of his team's 27 points. Dort College leads 33-27. Biker back over to Rendles. Rendles to Sumner. Sumner, floater, 10, straight on, missed it, no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Well, Sumner has not found the range yet. Had a couple of shots from 10 feet. Couldn't get him to go. Koyma with it on the right wing. Koyma with the basketball. Koyma driving in. His right-handed layup, no good. Rebound Thauk. Thauk is fouled on the play. And Rindles is called for the personal foul. Now Madang Thauk looking down at Nathan Rindles, and they separate and they get in between the two players. So free throws on the way for Madang Thauk. 65% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. He's got another one on the way. 33-28 pending another free throw. Another free throw on the way for Thauk. Thauk listed as a 6'11 junior from Boyden. He makes one of two. Dort College leads 33-28. Rindles of the basketball. He passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner, right side, Bikerk. Bikerk, Rindles. Rindles feeds it underneath Sumner. Sumner to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Northwestern. And that foul is charged to Northwestern's Bryce Moss. And more free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. That is number two on Bryce Moss. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Fraud DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Sampson misses both free throws. Austin Biker comes away with a rebound, though. Dort College resets the offense. Pass to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it, 5-point lead for the defenders. Rindles, left side, Sumner. Sumner, three ball, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Moss. Moss with the basketball. And his pass ahead is tipped out of bounds by Sumner. It'll be Northwestern basketball. That foul, by the way, on Nathan Rindles was foul number one on him. I don't believe I ever noted that. Inbounding the basketball is Riley Francis. Francis to Wadle. Wadle on the left side. Wadle kicks it over into the corner. Francis. Francis shot no good. Rebound cleared by Rindles. Rindles of the basketball. Rindles passes over to Franken. Franken gives it up to Harkness. Harkness for the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen. Franken. Franken. Shot good for three. Dalton Franken with 11 points, 36-28, 5:23 remaining. Wadle picks up his dribble, passes over to Koyma. Koyma down on the baseline, his pull-up is good, and he's making everything. He's got 8 2-point field goals, all pull-up variety. Franken down on the baseline, his jumper no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, but a foul on the play called on Dort College. And Northwestern will have the basketball. No, they'll be shooting a 1-1. 36-30 our score. Shooting free throws, a 1-1 will be Madang Thauk. Thauk with 1 point so far. He was 1-for-2 on free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Also made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service in CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Reputation didn't happen by accident. Thauk makes both free throws. He's got 3 points, and the defender lead is 36-32. Rindles brings the ball up. Harkness jogs out in front of him. Dort College by four. Northwestern putting together a run after Dort College was up nine. Franken, left side, Rendles, three ball, left wing, in and out, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Harkness, and Harkness is fouled on the play. And Grant will go to the free throw line for a one and one. Foul's going to go on T.J. Byard on the rebound, his second. Free throw on the way for Harkness. Missed the front end of the one and one. It's taken down by Koyma. Koyma comes away with a rebound. Northwestern can cut it to a two-point ball game with a two-point basket here, or one with a three. Shot on the way by Francis. No good. Block shot by Harkness, but a foul on Harkness. Harkness whistled for number two. And Francis will go to the free throw line. That's Riley Francis. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Francis makes one of two, and the defender lead is three, 36-33. 8-point ball game, 33-25 it was. And it was the eight at 36-28 Northwestern right now on a 5-0 run. Rendles with the basketball on the wing, guarded by Hines. Passes out front to Nabla. Patrick checked in at the last break. Left side with it is Henriksen. 4:15 left to go in the first half. Sampson with it on the right side. Layton down to the baseline. Layton, shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. No, it's taken down by Byard. Byard with the basketball, gives it up to Hines. Northwestern can tie it with a three. They get it underneath to Baker. Baker's shot is good. Jordan Baker with 4 points. Dort College up by one, 36-35. Northwestern on a 7-0 run. Henriksen with the basketball, Sampson. Sampson puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Riley Francis. And Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line for his 9th and 10th free throws of this evening's contest. Dort College currently 4 for 8 from the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair here. So two free throws on the way for the sophomore from Worthington. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way. 37-35. Sampson, another free throw. And Layton's free throw is off the heel, no good. Layton struggling from the free throw line tonight, shooting just under his season average. He's at 5 for 10. He's a 60% free throw shooter. Dort College by a deuce. Pass goes down low to Baker. Baker against Sampson. Shot is up, no good. Missed it. Rebound, though, Baker. Baker put back good. We're tied 37-all. 3:25 remaining in the first half. Northwestern has overcome what was a 9-point deficit at one point, most recently an 8-point deficit, to tie it up here at 37-all. Franken passes right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell Rendles. Rendles against Hines. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Sampson. Sampson left side to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles gives it up. Sampson. Sampson in traffic. Puts up the hook shot, and it won't go down. Rebound tapped out by Nabla. Picked up by Franken out near center court. Pass comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Rendles. Rendles with it near the center jump circle. Pass right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up. Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken fading away from 15. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Nabla, saved it in, but right to Colton Koyman. Now Northwestern can take a lead for the first time in the first half. 2:29 left to go in the first half of play. With the basketball out front is Koyma. Koyma, three ball, top of the key, got it. ...40-37 Northwestern, their first three-point bucket of the day. They haven't tried many, if any. Rendles down to the baseline against Koyma. Rendles shot, no good. There for the rebound is Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Franken. Franken on the left wing. Pass comes right side back over to Sampson. They bring the double team. Sampson jump hook from 10, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern right now on a 12-1 run, leading 40-37. Colton Coimo with the basketball. Coimo with it. Spin move. Three at the top of the key. Missed it. No good. He can miss, evidently. Rebound taken away by Rendles. 1:25 remaining. Rendles drives in. Puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And the foul's going to go on Northwestern and Jackson Hines, I believe. Number two on him. Two free throws on the way for Dort College and Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 4 points. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Paul Ayrton, Craig Polina, Remsen, Sanborn, member FDIC, by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Rendles makes both free throws. Dort College trails by a point, 40-39. 6 points for Rendles. 1:20 remaining in the first half. Northwestern driving in. Hines, leaner from the right side. Good, he's got four. Dort College unable to stop the penetration on the right side. Here's Rendles down to the baseline, and Hines commits the foul. That's number three on Jackson Hines. Jackson Hines commits the personal foul. More free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 6 first half points. Dalton Frank and Leighton Sampson, Taylor Feenstra doing the bulk of the damage. For Dort College, for Northwestern, it's been almost all Colton Coima. Coima with 20 first half points. That's a season average. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter, member FDIC. First free throw was good. Second free throw is good. Rendles now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Defenders trail 42-41. Northwestern basketball. They pass it to Jordan Baker. Baker with the basketball. Baker, nothing there. Back over to Coima, guarded by Nabla. Coima, jumper in the lane. Good. Colton Coima, another two. He's got 22. 44-41, Northwestern. With the lead. No-look pass inside for Harkness. Back over to Rendles. Rendles working against Francis. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's controlled by Coima. Northwestern can take the final shot of the first half. They lead it right now 44-41. 44-41. Colton Coima with the basketball. Coima with it near the center jump circle. Now he'll angle it off to the corner of half court, just in front of the scorer's table. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Nabla guarding him. Now Harkness. Coima will put up a long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out. 1 second remaining. And Rendles chased it down in the corner, and it appeared to me as if the clock stopped. Clock should have run out. So what are they going to put on the... No. They've got 13 seconds up on the clock. Somebody's got to pay attention to what's happening here on the scoreboard. There's 13 seconds on. Okay, 44-41, Northwestern leads Dort College. It'll be Dort College basketball. I think there's 1.3 seconds remaining. My guess would be that's what they're trying to put up on the board. It'll be Dort College basketball. 1.3 seconds remaining. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball. They get it into Franken. Franken will throw it up from midcourt, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Northwestern 44, Dort College 41. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half right
after
this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders, 15 of 37 from the floor, 40.5%, 1 for 6 on 3, 16.7%, 10 of 16 on free throws, 62.5%. Northwestern, 18 for 33 from the floor, 54.5%. 1 for 6 on 3, 16.7%. 7 of 10 on free throws, 70%. Dort College, 21 of 20, with a 21-20 rebounding advantage. Dort College, 4 turnovers. Northwestern with 2. Dort College is led in scoring by Leighton Sampson's 13 points. Dalton Franken has 11. Taylor Feenstra has 7. Nathan Rendles has 8. Grant Harkness has 2. For Northwestern, Colton Koima has 22 points. He's 10 of 17 from the floor in the first half, 1 for 3 on threes. 6 points for Jordan Baker, 4 for Nathan Waddle, 4 for Jackson Hines, 3 for Madang Thok, 2 for Bryce Moss, 2 for TJ Byard, 1 for Riley Francis, for their total of 41 points. Dort College is led in rebounding by Leighton Sampson with 5 rebounds, 3 rebounds each for Bykirk and Franken. Also 2 for Patrick Nabla. For the Northwestern Red Raiders, they are led in rebounding by Jordan Baker, Riley Francis, Nathan Waddle, Colton Koima with 2 rebounds each. Bryce Moss also has 2 rebounds. One assist for Northwestern in the first half of play. That was Jordan Baker. 3 for the defenders. 1 each for O'Donnell, Rendles, and Sumner. Colton Koima has Northwestern's only steal. Dort College has no steals in this half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Northwestern at halftime, 44-41. The Dort College defenders, this is one of 5 games going on in the GPAC tonight. The other ones, Hastings at Concordia, Briarcliff at Dakota Wesleyan, Midland at Doan, Mount Marty at Morningside. We've got a final on that women's game, College of St. Mary and Nebraska Wesleyan. College of St. Mary 101, Nebraska Wesleyan 71. College of St. Mary now 5-8 in the conference. While Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 2-11, so Dort College with their win earlier tonight out of the cellar in the GPAC. So they go to 3-11 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan is now 2-11. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the GPAC scores on the men's side of things right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Halftime scores in the conference, Concordia 48, Hastings 46, Briarcliff 39, Dakota Wesleyan 38 in men's play. Midland and Doan are tied 52 all early in the second half. Morningside leads Mount Marty 45-34, and it's Northwestern 44, Dort College 41. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Both teams are out of their huddle, are out of their locker rooms. And we'll get into the second half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Northwestern 44, Dort College 41. We'll get into the second half of play here in just a little bit. Dort College led in the first half of play by Leighton Sampson's 13 points. Colton Coima led Northwestern with 22 points in the first half of play. And got to make one adjustment on my sheet. Jordan Baker has 6 points. I had him down with four. So Dort College with the basketball to start the second half of play. Andrew O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell passes to Dort College's Dalton Franken. Franken gives it up to Bikerk. Bikerk with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back out front to Franken. Franken to Bikerk. Bikerk with the basketball. Bikerk leans his way in. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Northwestern. Coming away with it, Coima. Coima long pass to Francis, and Francis is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Leighton Sampson. That's number two on him. 19:30 remaining in the contest. Well, they're going to call that on Franken. I thought it was on Sampson, but it's on Franken. And Colton Coima picks up right where he left off. He's got 24 points as he ducks in, and Northwestern leads it 46-41. O'Donnell for the basketball. O'Donnell in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a push called on Dort College and Austin Bikerk on the rebound. 19:14 remaining. Nathan Wade will inbounds the basketball. He gets it in to Taylor Francis. Francis to Wadle. Wadle takes it up the floor in between the circles. Wadle on the left wing. He passes over to Coima. Colton Coima with it, driving right-hand side. And O'Donnell goes up, blocks the shot, and Coima might have come down on an ankle. And he is shaken up on the play. 46-41 our score. Colton Coima shaken up on the play, went down hard. O'Donnell went up to block the shot. And Coima now being attended to by a trainer. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com, their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. So Colton Coima will go to the free throw line. He shakes off the ankle injury. And appears he is none the worse for wear. He'll go to the free throw line. First one is up and down. He's got 25. And since it was 36-28, Dort College has outscored Northwestern has outscored Dort College 18-5. Northwestern extends the lead to 48-41 with a pair of free throws by Colton Coima. Coima with 26. O'Donnell gets it away to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell against Baker. And O'Donnell is fouled on the play by Jordan Baker. Baker whistled for the personal foul. And O'Donnell will go to the free throw line. So a couple of free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the heel. No good. He's got another one on the way. Dort College was up at one point, 36-28. Since then, Northwestern has outscored Dort College 20-5 to turn that 8-point deficit into a 7-point advantage. Free throw on the way for O'Donnell is off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Sampson. They bring the double team with Borchers. Sampson wheels his way back into the lane on the baseline. He's got 15 points. 48-43, our score. Left side pass, Wadle. Wadle with it at the top of the key. Borchers in for Coima right now. Pass comes out front to Francis. Francis with the basketball. Right side, they dump it down low for Baker. Baker on the block. His shot short, no good. Rebound taken down by Leighton Sampson. Sampson gives it off to Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, Biker. Biker, Franken. Franken out front, Rindles. Rindles, 17 feet from the hoop, dumps it in for Sampson. Sampson in traffic. Shot won't go. Rebound, though, taken down by Biker, and Biker is stripped on the play by Wadle. Wadle with the basketball. Wadle up the floor. He's at the free throw line. Drives in. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound tap out. And Baker comes up with it. And Baker ends up on the sideline. He was in the air trying to call a timeout, but nobody could see that he was calling the timeout as his back was to all three officials as he was signaling. It was pretty clear from where I was sitting up in the balcony near the far baseline that he was calling for the timeout, but the officials couldn't see it, so therefore they couldn't award it to him. For the basketball is Rindles. Rindles with it on the right side. Rindles on the wing. He gives it back over to Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra to Henriksen. Henriksen, Sampson. Sampson with the basketball, and Sampson's going to be called for a charge. Foul number two on Leighton Sampson. 5-point ball game, 48-43. And Northwestern will now inbound the basketball, throwing it in is Chris Borchers. Borchers pass into the backcourt, taken away by Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles out front, Henriksen. Henriksen lets fly with a three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Wadle. Wadle with the basketball, 17-10 remaining. Wadle takes the ball up the floor. He's got it on the left side. Wadle driving in, nothing there. Passes into the corner, Francis. Francis missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen driving in, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Wadle racing back the other way. Wadle drawing contact, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. As he runs into Taylor Feenstra, and he's going to get the worst of that collision. He's given away about 60 pounds to Taylor Feenstra. And Nathan Wadle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 4 points for Wadle. Free throws on the way for Wadle. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Wadle. Wadle is a 76% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming, trying to extend the lead to seven. 49-43. Second free throw is up and good. And Northwestern has a 50-43 lead. Pass goes to Franken in the corner. Franken, nothing there. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen spins. Back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken pull up from 17. No good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra's bucket is good. Taylor Feenstra with a 2-point basket. He's got nine. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. Bryce Moss checks into the ball game, checking out T.J. Byard. Byard was whistled for that personal foul, and that was foul number three on him. Taylor Feenstra to the free throw line. And Feenstra makes the free throw. So a three-point play for Taylor. He's got 10 points. And the defenders lead 50 to 46. 16:15 remaining in this contest. A lot of meat on the bone yet with this one. Wadle driving in against Sumner. His leaner no good. And we've got a hold called on the defender. No, it's going to be on Bryce Moss. Moss whistled for the personal foul. Bryce Moss whistled for foul number three. Looked like he and Feenstra got tangled up. So a hold called on the play. And Nathan Rendles will bring it back the other way. Rendles across half court. Pass goes to Feenstra. Feenstra, Rendles. Dort College down six. Down four. 50-46. Feenstra with the basketball. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles, Sumner. Sumner, three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken down by Wadle. Wadle gives it up to Colton Coima. Coima with the basketball. Coima driving in right side, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders and Dalton Franken. Madang Thok will check into the contest. Jordan Baker will check out. Austin Beichert to check in for the defenders. Dalton Franken checks out. So that's foul number three on Dalton Franken. Team foul number six already on the defenders. Pass underneath to Moss. Moss gets free for the reverse layup. He's got four. 52-46. Back the other way, Sumner. Sumner to Beichert. Beichert, Rendles. Rendles into the lane, and the ball is off of a Northwestern player. Bryce Moss tries to save it in, and Moss steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern defending underneath the Dort College basket. Rendles will throw it in right side of the lane as you face the hoop. Nathan Rendles gets it into Brian Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, and we've got a hold called on Northwestern. Team foul number four on Northwestern in this half. Nathan Rendles to trigger it. Rendles looking, gets it into Sumner. Sumner to Beichert. Beichert jumper is up and good. Two-point jumper for Austin Beichert from about 17 on the left wing. Dort College trails 52-48. Colton Coima with the basketball. Coima passes back left side over to Wadle. Wadle with it on the wing. He's got it on the right side. Driving in, Nathan Wadle, layup good. Wadle with seven. Make that eight, beg your pardon. And Rendles back the other way, and Nathan Rendles is going to be called for a carry as he penetrated on the right side. It will be Northwestern basketball. Pass goes over to Nathan Wadle. Wadle with the ball. Wadle with it on the left side. They pass it down to Thok. Thok has to come all the way to the perimeter, out about 15 feet, to pick that basketball up. Passed it back over to Wadle, and Wadle traveled with it before he could put the ball on the floor. Dort College down six for the basketball. Nathan Rendles. Rendles passes high post to Beichert. Beichert on the right elbow. Comes back to Rendles. Rendles against Francis. Back to Beichert. Beichert in traffic, shot no good, gets his own rebound back, count the hoop, and he's fouled, and the foul's going to go on Bryce Moss, and I believe that's number four on Bryce Moss. That is foul number four on Moss. And an opportunity at a three-point play here for Austin Beichert. Henriksen checks into the ballgame. Henriksen, Rendles, Sumner, Beichert, and Feenstra on the floor for the defenders. Beichert free throw is up and short, no good. 54-50, Dort College down four. Northwestern has led the first 6 minutes of this half. Nathan Wadle looking for someone to pass to. Picks up his dribble, look for Coima, instead goes over to Riley Francis. Francis with the basketball, gives it up Coima. Coima over to Taylor Francis. His shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Rendles, and Rendles is fouled on the play by Riley Francis. Riley Francis whistled for his second personal foul. Feenstra checks out of the ball game. Checking in, Dalton Franken. Make sure there are five black shirts on the floor. There were six. Now Beikirk will check out of the ball game. Slowly working our way down towards the midpoint of the second half. Out front, Rendles. He passes left side. Franken, Sumner, Rendles. Dort College trying to cut into a four-point lead. Henriksen, top of the key. Franken, jumper, baseline in and out. No good. Halfway down, pop back out. Shot it from about 15 on the left baseline. Colton Coima working on Rendles. Picks it up near midcourt after losing the handle on it. Now Baker has it. And a foul called on Nathan Rendles. And Colton Coima will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Nathan Rendles has just picked up his second personal foul. Colton Coima will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. He is 3-for-4 this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. Free throw on the way for Coima is up, and it rolls in. Hit the front of the rim and fell through. Another one on the way for Coima. He had 22 at halftime. He's got 27 for the ball game. Another one on the way for Colton Coima. This one is up and good as well. So Coima has 28. And Northwestern leads at 56-50. Nathan Rendles passes right side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball passes over to Sampson. Sampson, Sumner. Sumner, three. Got it. Brian Sumner with a three-point basket. 56-53. Dort College down three. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Northwestern 56-53. Colton Coima to inbound the basketball. Coima gets the ball inbounded to Jordan Baker. Baker hands it off to Nathan Wadle. Wadle will take it across the timeline. Wadle with it right side to Francis. Francis to Coima. Coima layup good. Colton Coima with 8 second half points. 30 points this evening. And the defenders trail 58-53. Sumner to Franken. Franken back to Sumner. Sumner into the corner. And trying to save it in was Coima. After the ball was deflected out, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in is Rendles. Rendles gets it inbounded to Sampson. Sampson against Baker. Sampson's shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Coming up with the basketball is Colton Coima. Coima with the basketball. Coima right side to Taylor Francis. Francis to Baker. Baker back over to Riley Francis. Reverse layup, Colton Coima. Colton Coima, layup good. Colton Coima with 32. And the defenders trail 60-53. Northwestern back in front by 7 after Dort College had cut it to 3. Franken with the basketball. Back over to Henriksen. Long 3 on the way. Missed everything. No good. And Rendles tries to save it in. He's unable to do so. And now Northwestern has the basketball. Riley Francis will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Andrew O'Donnell's going to check into the ballgame. My guess would be for Nathan Rendles, and it will be for Rendles. Baker inbounds to Wadle. Wadle with the basketball. Wadle drives in, right-handed layup, good. And Northwestern making it look pretty easy right now. Nathan Wadle with 10 points. It's 62-53. Franken comes out front. Sumner drives in. 15-footer is up and good. Sumner with a two-point bucket from straight on. He's got five. Stops the bleeding for the time being. Dort College down 62-55. Colton Koyma goes high post. Jordan Baker. Baker at the free throw line, guarded there by Sampson. Comes back to Wadle. You can bet they're going to find Koyma and have him get it back. Koyma down to the corner. Nothing there. Underneath Francis. Francis bucket good. Riley Francis with 3 points. And the defenders trail by 9, 64-55. Brian Sumner with the basketball, and now we've got a foul on the play called on Riley Francis. Francis whistled for foul number 3. And a 1-1 on the way for Dalton Franken. Franken with 11 points in the first half. He's been held scoreless since, though. Colton Koyma, the story of the ballgame, though. 32 of his team, 64 points so far. And Dalton Franken will shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 12 points now for Franken, an 88% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. 64-56 our score, 10:44 and counting. Colton Koyma over the basketball. Koyma passes left side. They give it up to Francis. Francis back over to Taylor Francis. That's Riley to Taylor. Now back over to Colton Koyma working on O'Donnell. 2 seconds left. Reverse layup. Missed it. No good there for the rebound, though. Now they come back outside to Koyma. Koyma, three-point bucket. Good. 67-56. Northwestern up by 11. Colton Koyma with 35 points. Well, warning issued to Northwestern as someone touched it as it came through the netting and knocked it away. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball, O'Donnell. Dort College needs a comeback now, trailing by 11 with 10 minutes remaining. Shot by Franken from the perimeter, no good. Rebound taken down by Wadley. Outlets over to Riley Francis. Riley Francis will bring it up. He hands it off to Colton Koyma. Koyma with the basketball at midcourt. Koyma with the basketball. He's got 35 points. He's got it in between the circles. Pass goes down low to Baker. Baker with the basketball. Baker puts it up, shot no good, but there for the follow-up is Wadle. Wadle with 8 points, and Northwestern extends the lead 69-56. 9.5 left to go, and Dort College calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Austin Bikert basketball after the timeout. Franken reverses outside O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Bikert. Bikert to Rindles. Rindles puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Taylor Francis whistled for his third personal foul. He is the fifth Northwestern player to pick up at least his third personal foul. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line where he will shoot a 1-1. Rendell's 4-for-4 so far today. Now 5-for-5. He's got 9 points. A second free throw on the way for the senior from Boulder, Colorado. This one's up and good as well. So Rendell's makes 2 free throws. And Northwestern's lead is 11, 69-58, 9-10 remaining. You got to get some stops, and then you got to make some baskets. So simple, but let's see if Dort College is able to do so. And Wadle walks it right down the floor, gets in deep, and puts in a short shot. Dort College trails 71-58. With it out front is Franken. Franken drives in, right-handed shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Riley Francis. Francis picks up his fourth personal foul. T.J. Byer will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot, and... Pardon me, T.J. Byer goes to the scorer's table. Dalton Franken goes to the free throw line. Franken with 12 points by count. Free throw is up for Dalton. No good. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Franken with 8:52 remaining. And this one's up and good. So Franken makes one of two. He's got 13. And the defenders trail 71-59. And if Dort College is going to get this one taken care of, they are going to have to get some stops strung together. Not just one or two. They've got to start stringing them together. Foul on the other end called on Austin Biker. Biker trying to guard Wadle, and he gets called for foul number three. So foul number three called on Austin Bikerk. Free throws on the way for Nathan Wadle. Wadle, a 76% free throw shooter. He's 2 for 2 tonight. 14 points for Wadle. And this one's off the side of the iron, no good. He was shooting a 1-1, so beg your pardon on that. Dort College down 12. Rendell's shot on the other end, no good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Colton Koyma driving in. Layup, no good. Tap in, no good by Baker. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Franken. Franken in traffic, off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Northwestern and Baker. Baker over to Koyma, and Colton Koyma will walk it up. Northwestern trying to get the split of the season series. Dort College won in Sioux Center. And for the last 15 minutes or so, it has been all Northwestern. Knocking down a three from the right wing is T.J. Byard. He's got five. And the defenders trail 74-59. O'Donnell over to Franken. Franken, top of the key, three. Dort College not patient on offense. And Northwestern comes away with it. Baker with it. And Baker is called for steps. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 7:36 remaining in the contest. Bringing the basketball up is Nathan Wadle. Wadle gets the ball inbounded to Koyma. Koyma working against against Henriksen. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Alec. Here comes Dort College. Alec with the basketball driving in. Stripped on the way up, and now it's swatted out of bounds swatted by Wadle off of Henriksen. It will be Northwestern basketball. So Colton Koyma will have the basketball. Colton Koyma brings the ball up for Northwestern. Koyma has it on the left wing, guarded by Henriksen, drives in, kicks it out, Francis, three ball, no good, rebound taken on by Rendell's. Here comes Dort College. Rendell's with it, right side, diagonal pass, Henriksen, the trailer, Franken, three-pointer, missed it, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern, 6:45 remaining, Northwestern leading by 13, 74-61. Wadle passes left side, T.J. Byard. Byard with the basketball. Byard goes right side over to Koyma. Koyma to Wadle. Wadle, layup, no good, but he's fouled on the play. So Dalton Franken picks up the personal foul. That's his third. Leighton Sampson has three fouls as well. Nathan Wadle goes to the free throw line. He will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 74-61 our score. Free throw by Wadle is good. He's got another one on the way. 75-61 Northwestern by 14, trying to extend it to a 15-point ball game. This one's up and good as well. So Nathan Wadle with a couple of made free throws. 76-61, 6:25 remaining. Pass goes down low, intended for Sampson. It's taken away on the help defense by Baker. Back the other way. Baker loses the handle on it, kicks it out front to Francis. Into the corner, Byard. Byard drives in. tries to pass it off, and he is fouled on the play by Leighton Sampson. Sampson picks up his fourth personal foul. So Taylor Feenster will check into the ballgame for Dort College. T.J. Byert will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. Five now for Byert. Make that six, beg your pardon. 76-61 with another free throw. Beg your pardon, 77-61. Northwestern stranglehold on this one right now, and Byert makes them both. 78-61. Byert with seven. Rindles with it out front. Rindles on the left wing. Nathan picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, three-pointer, good. Brian Sumner with 8 second-half points. Defenders trail, 78-64. Colton Coimel with the basketball, 20 on the shot clock. Pass goes to Wadle. Wadle with it on the right wing. Wadle passes to Byert. Comes back right side to Wadle. Wadle working against Sumner. Puts up the shot and a push called on Byert. Beg your pardon, on Sumner. Wadle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nathan Wadle to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Wadle. This one's in and out, no good. He's got another one on the way. 5:35 remaining. And this one is up and good. So Wadle makes one of two. He's got 17 points, 13 in the second half. It's 79-64, Northwestern leads. Rindles on the right wing with the basketball. Rindles back over to Sumner. Sumner at the free throw line. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles with it at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside for Feenstra against Baker. Feenstra puts it up. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled on the play. Baker whistled for the personal, his second. 79-66, pending a free throw. And that's foul number three on Baker, by the way. Northwestern has spread their fouls out. They have six players with at least three fouls each. Free throws on the way for Taylor Feenstra. A free throw on the way for Feenstra. That one's up and good. So Taylor Feenstra with a couple of three-point plays in this half. Had one in the first half as well. He's got 13 points. Colton Coima passes right side over to Francis. Francis dumps it down low for Baker. Jordan Baker around the horn over to Taylor Francis. Taylor Francis guarded by Nathan Rindles. Right side pass, T.J. Byert. 8 seconds left. Now 7-6. Coima, three-pointer, top of the key, off the mark, no good. And a foul called against Nathan Wadle. And who's going to shoot the free throws? I believe it will be Taylor Feenstra. Two free throws on the way for Taylor Feenstra. Foul number two called on Northwestern's Nathan Wadle. So Feenstra will shoot a pair with his team down by 12, 79-67. Need to make up some ground with the clock stopped. First free throw is up and good for Taylor Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra. 15 points in his first action since before the Christmas break. 79-69, Dort College down 10. 4:44 remaining. And a timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
If you missed...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Wadle throws it in to Moss. That's Byert. Byert has it stabbed away momentarily. Now Sumner down on the floor after it, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Northwestern basketball. Sumner picks himself up off of the floor very slowly. And it'll be Northwestern basketball. Pass goes into Wadle. Wadle with it on the left wing. 4:28 remaining. Wadle driving in. Wadle dumps it off for Baker, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College still with a slim opportunity here, down by 10 with 4:23 remaining. And now we have an official's timeout. Not sure if the clock ever started. I don't believe it did. Now Francis will check into the ball game. This will be Riley Francis in for T.J. Byard. Sumner gets the ball inbounded to Rindles. Rindles will let it roll up to midcourt, where he will pick it up. Nathan with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the left wing. Sumner. Sumner catches, fires three off the mark, too strong, no good. Dort College has not shot the ball well from the perimeter here this evening. Northwestern basketball. Out front with it is Colton Coima. Coima with it. Coima working against Henriksen. Under 4 minutes to go now. And Colton Coima still working against Henriksen. The cutter, Francis, and a charging foul called on Taylor Francis. Francis has picked up his fourth personal foul. Dort College gets the ball back, trailing by 10, 79-69. Brian Sumner will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of the Dort College defenders. Nathan Rindles will inbound the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. Dort College, Rindles lost it. It's taken back by Colton Coima. Here comes Northwestern. Colton Coima over the basketball across half court. He passes right side to Wadle. Wadle to Riley Francis. Riley Francis over to Colton Coima. Colton Coima over the basketball. Colton Coima comes back over to Francis. Francis to Wadle. Wadle in traffic. Shot is up. Good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. 81-69, a 12-point ball game. Pending a free throw here from Wadle. Foul's called on Dort College's Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra has picked up his fourth personal foul. So Wadle will shoot one for the three-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Nathan Wadle with a three-point play. Northwestern leads 82-69. 3:20 and counting. Feenstra against Baker. Puts it up. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Jordan Baker has just picked up his fourth personal foul. And Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line for a chance at his fourth three-point play of the game. Well, quite a return to action for Taylor Feenstra. That has been probably the lone bright spot here this evening. And Taylor misses the three-point play opportunity, but there for the putback attempt is Dalton Franken. And that's foul number five on Riley Francis. We'll see if he falls out of the ballgame or if they let him stay on the floor. It appears that he will foul out of the ballgame, and they will blow the buzzer, and Riley Francis will check out of the basketball game with five fouls at the 3:14 mark of this contest. Riley Francis with 3 points as he's disqualified on fouls. Free throw by Franken is up and good. He's got another one coming. Still a 10-point ballgame, 82-72. Another free throw on the way for Franken. This one's up and good, and it's back to single digits, 82-73. .314 remaining. Colton Coima will inbound the basketball. Coima gets it into Wadle. Wadle gives it back to Coima. Coima with it across the timeline. Henriksen with it on the defense. Colton Coima backs back out to center court. Comes back to Wadle. Both teams in the double bonus. Both teams with three timeouts remaining. Wadle gets running downhill, fires it back over to Francis. That's Taylor Francis. Taylor Francis, first basket of the day. It's 84-73. Dort College down 9. I beg your pardon, down 11. Shot by Sumner, no good. Rebound taken down by Rendles. Rendles backs it out. His three is off the mark, no good. But a foul on the play called against T.J. Byard, and Byard has just picked up his fourth personal. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line where he's 0 for 2 tonight. And beg your pardon, that is foul number 5 on Bryce Moss. So Moss picks up his fifth foul. I had thought it went on Byard, but it went on Moss, and that's number 5 on him. And again, they blow the buzzer, and blow the horn, if you will. Record the fifth foul on Bryce Moss. He fouls out with 4 points at the 2:33 mark. 84-74, our score. Another free throw on the way for O'Donnell as he made the first one and makes the second one. O'Donnell with his first points of the day. 84-75, Dort College down 9. Foul's going to go on Nathan Rendles. Rendles picks up his third personal. Northwestern has held Nathan in check for the most part this evening. Rendles has 10 points, 8 of them in the first half, 6 points total from the free throw line. Taylor Francis, free throw is up and good. Francis now with 3 points. .231 remaining, Northwestern 85, Dort College 75. Another free throw on the way for Francis. This one's up and good. Taylor Francis with 4 points. And the defenders trail, 86-75. Driving in, layup is good for Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 12, Dort College down 9, 86-77. Dort College needs a stop and a bucket to make it interesting. Pass goes over the timeline to Taylor Francis. Francis with it on the right wing, picks up his dribble, and Nathan Rendles whistled for this fourth personal foul. So Taylor Francis with 2 more free throws on the way. He was scoreless up until moments ago when he got an easy basket on a penetration and a kick. Now 2 free throws later, he's got 4, and he makes that one. He's got 5. Francis, a senior from Hull. Northwestern holding off Dort College for the time being. 2:09 left in regulation, 87-77. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. So Taylor Francis with 6 points. And the defenders trail, 88-77. Pass comes over to Franken. Franken, floater, right side, good. Dalton Franken. Dort College is back to within 9, 88-79. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after this. Northwestern basketball after the timeout, and Austin Beikirk has called for the personal foul. That's his fourth. Free throws on the way for Taylor Francis, and Francis will shoot another 2. He's a 78% free throw shooter, 21 for 27 entering the ballgame, 25 for 31 right now, and he's shooting 2 more. 1:57 remaining. First free throw is up, hangs on the rim and falls through. It's been that kind of night, or that kind of last 25 minutes or so. Dort College was up 36-28. They tied it at 37 all with 3:25 left to go in the first half. And Northwestern has really, for the most part, dominated since then. 90-79 as Francis makes both free throws. He's got 8. 1:55 remaining. Driving in is Rendles. Rendles layup good, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Taylor Francis, I believe. So the 2-point bucket for Rendles. And they have figured out where the horn is now on the fifth fouls. So Taylor Francis falls out of the contest with 8 points, all of them coming here recently. I would say since about the four-minute mark. 1:52 remaining in this contest, and Francis is disqualified. He's the third Northwestern player to pick up his fifth foul. Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line. Three-point play. Got it. Nathan Rendles will check out of the ballgame. Austin Bikert comes back in. Dort College trailing 90-82. This is as close as Dort has been in a while. Colton Koyma throws it in over the top. Taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three ball, missed it. Short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Baker. It'll be Dort College basketball. Sampson, Franken, Rendles checks in. Check in. Nabla, O'Donnell, Biker check out. This one's not over yet. 1:45 remaining in regulation. Rendles to throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Sumner. Three ball, no good. Rebound taken down by Wadle. And Wadle is fouled on the play by Brian Sumner, and Sumner really has never gotten it going. He's got 8 points right now, but it has been a tough go of it. And Nathan Wadle will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Trying to extend it back to a 10-point ball game. Wadle, a 76% free throw shooter, has shot 9 free throws. He makes the first one. This will be his 10th free throw. And I believe he has made 8 of them. This stage of the ball game, my score sheet always becomes a bit of a shambles. Let's take a break and we'll check in. We'll see if we've got any GPAC scores when we're back right after this. Nathan Rendles over the basketball, Fort Ord College, drives in, dumps it off for Sampson, layup good. Leighton Sampson gets Dort College back to within 8, 92-84. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Some men's basketball finals in. Hastings 84, Concordia 77. Doan 75, Midland 61. Morningside 87, Mount Marty 58. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan and Mitchell. Right now it is Briarcliff up by 9, I believe, with under 2 minutes to go in that contest. And here in Orange City, Northwestern 92, Dort College 84. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Colton Koyma to throw it in. Koyma looked for the long pass, instead got it into Jordan Baker, and Jordan Baker will go to the free throw line as he's fouled immediately. These will be the 27th and 28th free throws shot by Northwestern here in the second half. And free throws on the way for Jordan Baker. First free throw is up and through. Northwestern has taken care of business at the free throw line. Baker now with 7. He had 6 at halftime. 1:30 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Jordan Baker. Trying to extend the lead back to 10. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good, but there for the rebound is TJ Byer. Comes back over to Colton Koyma. Koyma to Borchers. Borchers with the basketball back to Wadle. And a foul called on the play against Brian Sumner, his first. Actually, that's number 2 on Brian. So free throws on the way for Borchers. So Chris Borchers will go to the free throw line. He has not scored yet tonight, and he makes that one. He's got another one on the way, averaging 3.1 points per game. And it's a 10-point ball game right now, 94-84. Another free throw on the way for Borchers. This one's up and good. 95-84 our score. Three on the way by Henriksen off the mark, no good. Baker out to Byert. Byert gives it up Wadle. Wadle to Koima. Koima with the basketball in the backcourt. Koima has it, gets it across the timeline. 22 seconds left to play. I should say 22 on the shot clock. They pass it back over to Borchers. Borchers is fouled on the play by Franken. And Dalton Franken has just fouled out of the ball game with 56.8 seconds remaining. He fouls out with 18 points. Free throws for Borchers. First one is in and out, no good. He's got another one on the way. And another free throw for Borchers. This one's up and good as well. So Borchers makes both free throws. Pass underneath to Sampson. Sampson's bucket is good. He's got 19. It's a 10-point ball game, 96-86. And a foul called in the backcourt with 50.2 seconds remaining. And a 10-point difference. Crowd beginning to file out. Wadle to the free throw line. Free throw is in and out, no good. He's got another one on the way. This will be the 13th free throw shot by Wadle this evening. And he makes that one. By my count, Wadle is 10 for 13. 97-86, Northwestern in front by 11. Well, the basketball is Rendles. Rendles tries to pass it off. It's taken away by Byert. Byert with the basketball. And Northwestern has an 11-point lead and the basketball. And a foul on the play called against Dort College. And that foul is going to go on Brian Sumner, his third. Danny Voss and Ross Cooper will check into the ballgame for the defenders. And free throws on the way for T.J. Byert. Byert free throw is up and through. He's got another one on the way. 8 points now for Byert. 75% free throw shooter. And a second free throw on the way for T.J. Byert. Austin Bikerk will check back in as well. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Byert makes both free throws. And it's now a 13-point advantage for Northwestern, 99-86. 40 seconds remaining. Danny Voss into the front court, tries to pass it back door to Ross Cooper. Ball gets kicked out of bounds by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball in the corner. Throwing it in is Cooper. Cooper over to Voss. Stolen away by Wadle. Wadle with the basketball at midcourt, guarded by Henriksen. And he'll back it out. Now Dort College will concede. They won't commit a foul. Koima has the basketball. He passes it off to Wadle. 20 seconds left. There's a two-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Wadle has it at center court, center jump circle. Wadle with it. And it's going to be a season split. Northwestern will win this evening. And it looks like the final will be 99-86. Northwestern turns it over on the shot clock violation. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in is Austin Bikerk. Bikerk gets it inbounded to Danny Voss. Voss will pull up, puts up the three, and that's off the mark, no good. And that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Northwestern 99, Dort College 86. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's men's college basketball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 99-86 here this evening in men's college basketball, so we end up with a split in the Boltman Center. And the women's contest, it was Dort College over Northwestern 66-64 in come-from-behind fashion. In the men's game, Dort College led much of the first half. A couple different occasions by as many as nine. Northwestern turned it, though, in the final 5 minutes of the first half and go on to control the entire second half. 99-86, Dort College had it down to eight at one point with the basketball, a chance to cut it down to five, but were unable to do so. And we go to the, get down to the end, and Dort College played the foul game to try and extend it, unable to dent the lead. And Northwestern wins at 99-86. Other GPAC scores tonight: Hastings over Concordia, 84-77. Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan, 87-75. Doan over Midland, 75-61. Morningside over Mount Marty, 87-78. Unofficial point totals. Don't have the statistics yet for tonight's men's college basketball game. Nathan Rendell sends up with 15. Leighton Sampson had 19. Dalton Frank and 18. Taylor Feenstra had 17. 8 for Brian Sumner. 4 for Austin Biker. 2 for Andrew O'Donnell. 2 for Grant Harkness, for their total of 86 points. For Northwestern, they were topped by Colton Coimas, 35 points. He had 22 at halftime. Nathan Waitle had 23 points, 19 in the second half. He cashed in on several free throws down the stretch. T.J. Byert, 9 points. Jordan Baker with 7. Taylor Francis had 8, all of those in about a five-minute span before he fouled out. Jackson Hines with 4. Bryce Moss with 4. Riley Francis with 3. Madang Thok with 3. Chris Borchers ended with 2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Here are the numbers from tonight's game. Dort College, 30 of 75 from the floor, 40%, 3 for 21 on threes, 14.3%, 23 of 35 on free throws, 66%. Northwestern out rebounds Dort College, 43 to 37. Northwestern, 31 of 57 from the floor, 54%, 3 for 12 on threes, 25%, 34 of 42 on free throws, 81%. Turnovers, Dort College committed 12, Northwestern committed 12, 6 steals for Northwestern, 2 for Dort College. Went through the point totals already with you. Rebounding, Leighton Sampson led Dort College with 7, Nathan Rendell had 6, Austin Biker had 4. Rendell's also had 4 assists. Jordan Baker led Northwestern with 11 rebounds. Nathan Waitle had 9. 3 assists for Riley Francis. Northwestern led 44-41 at the end of the first half. Northwestern outscored Dort College 55-45 in the second half of play for the 99-86 final. Coach Ross Dalma joins me now for post-game comments. And, Coach, for the first 15 minutes, your team did a pretty good job of I don't know if you controlled play, but you were outscoring Northwestern, had a 7-8-9-point lead, and then Northwestern put together some stops, put together a run, and kind of took the momentum away from you going into the half, and then the second half they pretty well controlled play.
They did, Mike. I thought, you know, early on, as you alluded to, we had done some good things to get a lead, but that primarily was the result of us playing and executing really well offensively. Leighton really went to work. Dalton had some baskets. Nathan had a few floaters, but again, we really weren't stopping people like we needed to, and that continued. I tell you, this three-game stretch the last 8 days, we really haven't done very good defensively. We've been pretty bad, and primarily on the perimeter, we've just struggled to stop some kids. You know, that's really the long and the short of it. We just have to be better defensively. Many cases one-on-one. Some cases a little bit more team-oriented, but our perimeter defense isn't very good right now.
On the flip side, you were unable to get anything going on your perimeter offense, and just one or two threes to go at critical times maybe changes at least the complexion of this game, but just couldn't get that going offensively.
No. You know, they took away some things on the perimeter. We've missed some opportunities too. I think some of our shooters would feel like, yeah, we left a few open shots out there that we probably should have had. And, you know, every team goes through some lulls and where you're not real good, all the time. And right now we're just in a little bit of that stretch. We need to come out of it. Need to get back home on Saturday and get after it against Doan and see if we can play a little bit better.
One of the bright spots was Taylor Feenstra getting 17 points in his first return to action since before the Christmas break. Taylor Feenstra, 17 points, going 6-for-6 from the floor, 5-for-6 on free throws.
Great to have Taylor back. You know, I think when the injury happened 6 weeks ago tonight, we were really concerned that he may not play for the rest of the year. In fact, he might be looking at a long rehab. And just heard the great news that it was just an MCL versus an ACL, MCL, and meniscus like we initially thought. He worked extremely hard to get himself back, and that's very characteristic of Taylor. That is the one great thing about tonight. It was good to have him back out there. He was very functional. He played very well. He played very aggressive. You know what? Layton and Taylor played very well, and they had their work cut out with some very good interior players from Northwestern that they guarded well. So that was probably the positive, to see those two guys do some good things.
Well, they've got the leaf blowers out, Coach, and they want us out of here, so we're going to get out of here, and you go ahead and head back to Sioux Center, and we'll see you tomorrow, and back to work tomorrow. They keep coming. Doan on Saturday, a team that beat Midland tonight, not going to be an easy task then, of course, but Doan at home, and let's see if we can get things rolling at the DeWitt.
Just to be clear, this is a great team. We really, as a coaching staff, we really enjoy working with them. You know, we got seven young freshmen and sophomores who are playing in our top nine rotation. We just were hoping to see a little bit more of a push, you know, defensively at this point in the year. Really like this group, though. Like I said, we've battled through a lot of injuries. We've battled through some youth and experience, but we've got to get ourselves on a roll, and we need to get right. In order for us to do that, we've really got to defend the perimeter a little bit better to give ourselves a chance to be more successful. And we're hoping that we can do that on Saturday, Mike.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you. Coach Ross Dahlman talking about tonight's contest. I think we have talked about everything we need to. Dort College defeats Northwestern in women's play 66-64. Northwestern defeats Dort College in the nightcap 99-86. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.
You've been listening to a production of KDCR Sports. Join KDCR.